I'm going to ask you for my help, for some help, if you don't mind. If you could open up to Hilchos Chametz Umatzah Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph. Thank you so much. This just saves me a little time.
Do you want more homework?
Yeah, if you don't mind. Thank you so much. Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah. Yeah?
Which one is this?
This is Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, and we're looking on page Kuf Samach Beis. Yeah, mistakenly he wrote Perek Ches. It should be Perek Zayin. L'saper b'nisim v'niflo sh'nasu l'avoseinu b'mitzrayim b'leil chamishah sar b'nisan. Fine. Sh'nemar, the Rambam quotes a pasuk, Zochres yom hazeh asher yitzasen mitzrayim k'vo sh'nemar Zochres yom ha'shavos. Okay. Now the Rambam uses the pasuk Zocher Sayom Hazeh Sheyetzasim Mitzrayim as the source for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a little bit unusual because we usually assume that the source for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is V'igadat Levincha. The Rambam actually quotes V'igadat Levincha in this halacha. Thank you so much. But only in a slightly different context. He asks the following question, and he says, "Uminayin shebolel chamishasar." The Torah just says, "V'zacharta zocher sayom hazeh." The Torah doesn't specify exactly when to fulfill this mitzvah of zocher sayom hazeh. And the answer, says the Rabbi, is Talmud Lomer v'gadat lebincha. The pages I have are in the back. I always leave it on that table if I can. Now, at the same time, again, I always forget to bring a chumash into class. If we open up the chumash to Shmos Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, and we look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Lomeid shemaskirim yitzias mitzrayim b'chol yom." On this very pasuk, which the Rambam quotes as the source for Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, correct? And this pasuk is where? Is right here in Shmos Yud Gimel. I think it's pasuk Gimel. Let's see if I'm right. Shmos Yud Gimel. It's a little bit early in Parshas Bo. Oh, it says here.
Which classic is it?
Well, I'll tell you in just a minute. Give me a second to find it. Shmos Yud Gimel. Let's see. Oh, it's right here. Shmos Yud Gimel Pasuk Gimel. Zochres Hayom Hazeh Sheyetzasi Mitzrayim. And the Rambam quotes that pasuk as the source for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rashi on that very same pasuk derives a different halacha, a different mitzvah from that pasuk, and that is the mitzvah of Mazkirin Yetzias Mitzrayim B'chol Yom. That's what it says in Rashi. So as Rashi sees this pasuk as the source for the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which applies every day, the Rambam quotes that same pasuk as the source for Sipur Yetzias B'Leil Tesvav. Now the Rav Soloveitchik here has another Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Kriyat Shema, and the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Kriyat Shema derives the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim from a different pasuk, not from Zochres Hayom Hazeh Sheyetzias Mitzrayim, because that pasuk is referring to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Tesvav. What pasuk does the Rambam quote at the beginning of Hilchos Kriyat Shema for the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? He has a pasuk that says Laman Tizkar Es Yom Tzeiskom Eretz Yisrael Kol Yimei Chayecha, which is a pasuk that we have in our Haggadah. It's a sugi at the end of the first parak of Brachos, in which we derive that there's a mitzvah twice daily by Yom Ubalayla of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Rambam writes that Kriyas Sholosh Parshios Elu, then when we read three parashiyos of Kriyat Shema, Al Seder, and it's read in a certain order, a certain sequence, twice a day, He had nikreis kriyat shma. The Rambam seems to indicate that within the framework of kriyas sholosh parshios, twice a day we fulfill the mitzvah of laman tizkar, which is the mitzvah of zechiras yitzis mitzrayim, applying it every single day of the year. Now the reason why the Rambam says gimel parshios is because the Rambam wants to emphasize the third of the three parshios, right? That culminates with what does it say there? Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Tzisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, etc. Liyos Lachem Elokim. So there is where the third parsha of Kriyat Shema embodies Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Rambam has Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kriyat Shema, but he derives it from the pasuk Laman Tizkar. In other words, the Rambam has to find another pasuk for the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzrayim. He can't possibly have Rashi's pasuk, because he himself, the Rambam, is committed to derive from Rashi's pasuk, which is here in Shmos Yud Gimel, the mitzvah of Sipur on the night of Pesach. Now you might ask the question, well, would the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzrayim Mitzrayim be a mitzvah in Taryag? So your answer and my answer would have been yes. The Rambam should have had the mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim b'chol yom enumerated as one of the Taryag. But apparently the Rambam holds that since we can integrate it into the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, and the third parasha of Kriyat Shema includes Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, therefore there's no need to count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as a separate entity, as a separate mitzvah. It's already incorporated into the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Now, the pasuk itself, let's just see the pasuk itself. Zochar es hayom hazeh sheyetzasa v'Mitzrayim. The pasuk itself that the Rambam quotes as the source for the mitzvah of Sipitzis Mitzrayim does not mention any of the special mitzvahs of Leil HaPesach. And therefore the Rambam is in trouble here, because he doesn't know how to establish, how to prove that this pasuk in Shmos Perek Yud Gimel is referring to Leil Tesvav. Rashi says it's not at all referring to Leil Tesvav. But according to the Rambam, you know, it would have been nice had the Torah given us all the mitzvahs that apply on that, in that same context of the pasuk here of Zochar Es Hayom Hazeh Sheyetzasa Mitzrayim. Now, paradoxically, where do we find the laws of Pesach? Those are combined with the pasuk of Laman Tizkar Es Yom Tzeischa Meretz Yisrayim Kol Yimei Chayech, because then it says Lo Tochal Al Chomet Shemes Yomim Tochal Al Matzah Kipi Chipazon Yotzasa Mei Mitzrayim Laman Tizkar Es Yom Tzeischa. So this is really odd. I mean, according to Rashi, everything fits into place, because the mitzvah of Laman, the pasuk Laman Tizkar, now becomes the source for the mitzvah of Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim. And that's quite clear, because the pasuk says that we're referring to Leil Tesvav, Ki Michipazon Yitzasi Mitzrayim. So that's Laman Tizkar. But the Rambam uses Laman Tizkar for the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Instead, he substitutes the pasuk of Zochar Es Hayom Hazeh Sheyetzasa Mitzrayim as the source for Sipitzis Mitzrayim. That pasuk doesn't indicate in any way that we're referring, that the pasuk is referring to a mitzvah Hanoheges B'Leil Tesvav. So that's the problem. All right. Now we're up to a paragraph that starts Vehine Tzorach Iyun, and we want to understand why the Rambam quotes the pasuk Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha. I mean, that pasuk is referring to the mitzvah of Kiddush. Why does the Rambam feel compelled to quote that pasuk? He's already quoted the pasuk Laman Tizkar. I'm sorry, leave out Laman Tizkar. Zochar Es Hayom Hazeh. So what's the Kamosha Nemar in the Rambam? Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha. So in order to explain this, we open up the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's mitzvah say Kuf Nun Zayin. And the Rambam asks the following question: Eli Ela Bizman Sheyesh Lo Ben. Perhaps the Torah only commands us in this mitzvah if we have a son. Beino levein atzmo, beino levein acherim minayin. Let's say he has somebody else, but it's not his son. How do we know that you're obligated in this mitzvah? Tavolomar vayomer Moshe el ha'am, zocher es hayom hazeh. This is our pasuk. When I read it before, I left out the first four words in the pasuk. Vayomer Moshe el ha'am, zocher es hayom hazeh. Ratzolomar, shehu tziva lizachro, kimosha omar. This is all the Rambam say from this. Kimosha omar, zachar es yom hashavas. The Rambam seems to, and this is the Rambam is very consistent here. He seems to derive the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias from the pasuk zachar es hayom hazeh, and in order to prove that this pasuk Zocher es Yom HaZeh is referring to the mitzvah on Leil Tesvav of Sipur, he quotes the pasuk Zocher es Yom HaShabbos. Mashma midivrei Rambam, the Alfina Mishabbos du Chiv Hazkara v'Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Gamli Atzmo. For example, on Leil Shabbos, if I have no one around, I still have a mitzvah of Zocher es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. So in other words, the mitzvah of Zechira is not like the chiyuv of Sipur L'Acherim, and therefore, if we only had the pasuk V'Igadta to L'Bincha, we would have postulated that this mitzvah is different than the mitzvah of Zohar. For example, the case of Leil Shabbos. And the mitzvah V'Igadta to L'Bincha would require that he speak to his son. If he doesn't have a son, he doesn't have the mitzvah. But we're going to point to a different pasuk, and that pasuk is Zohar es hayom hazeh sheyatzasa mimitzrayim. We're going to compare that pasuk of Zohar to the pasuk of Zohar es yom hashabbos lekadsho. And we're going to derive the following conclusion: that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, like the mitzvah of Zohar es yom hashabbos lekadsho, applies even if I don't have anyone to speak to. Now again, the Rambam now in two places in Mishneh Torah and as well in his Sefer Mitzvos has equated the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim derived from Zocher es Hayom HaZeh with the mitzvah of Zechiras Shabbos. Tzorech in my dimyon, is it just some sort of Gzeiras Shavah that the Rambam has because it says the word Zocher in both contexts? It would make more sense in the absence of Gzeiras Shavah to say that there's some, he says, some sort of inner or substantial similarity or equation between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Zechiras HaShabbos. He says, ubifrat, and how much more so, when you look at Halacha Beis, the Rambam doesn't even quote in the definition of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim anything about his bonim. Right? The Rambam Halacha Beis says the following: Mitzvah l'odia l'bonim, afilu lo shalo, even if they didn't ask. And then the Rambam says, V'afilu ein lo ben, even if he doesn't have a son, is the Rambam says there's still a mitzvah. So the Rambam tells you, if you have a son, this is the way you should answer his questions. But if you don't have a son, you're still obligated in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So this is very interesting. The Rambam is certainly making a big deal about this equation between Zocher es hayom asher yetzasim mitzrayim, yom hazeh sheyetzasim mitzrayim, and Zocher es yom hashavas lekadsho. So there's got to be some sort of a, what phrase should I use? An inner connection. Do you follow what I mean? Some sort of conceptual common ground between these two mitzvahs. He says the following. Here he quotes Reb Chaim. Now Reb Chaim is more on a technical level. Reb Chaim says the following, that there's a din of Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. That's going to establish that if you tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, B'Leil Tesvav, Kechol Proto V'Dikdukov, and even Kol Amar V'Lesaper, that's not sufficient. Could you imagine that on Leil Tesvav, I just jump into a description of all the great things that Hashem did for us, but I miss one little element, that when did these miracles come about? On this night. Those are the words that didn't come out of his mouth. And Reb Chaim says, in such a case, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. You must add the words, B'Leil Tesvav B'Nisan, that the Yetzias Mitzrayim took place on this night. Yesh chiyuv lahazkir shayom hu ayom shel hayetziyah. How did the Rambam know this? And the answer is, he derived it from Zechiras HaShabbos. In Kiddush, it's not enough just to say that God rested, but you have to add that God rested today. Today is Shabbos. You have to point to the day, so to speak, and say, this is Shabbos. That's what the Rambam wants to derive from Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So Reb Chaim asks the following question: where on the night of Pesach do we fulfill this absolutely critical requirement of saying that today is the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim? And the answer is in Kiddush. Because in Kiddush on Leil HaPesach we say, Yom Chag HaMatzos HaZeh Zman Cheruseinu, that this is the time of our Cherus. And that means that this is the actual date of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So let's just summarize what we have so far. The Rambam derives the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim from the pasuk Zochres Yom HaZeh Sheyetzasim Mitzrayim. Rashi uses that pasuk for the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim B'chol Yom. The Rambam has a different pasuk for that mitzvah, but then the Rambam, after deriving Sipur from Zochres Hayom HaZeh, he has some sort of an equation to Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, that both Zechiros are similar and one sheds a light on the other. The Zechir of Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho sheds a light on Zochres Yom HaZeh Asher Yetzasim Mitzrayim. Just like in Zechir Shabbos, you have to say that today is Shabbos. Right? Does anybody have a sitter here? Maybe no, if you wouldn't mind, Lenny, opening up to Kiddush. Just it's good to see Osios Machkimos. So too, on this night, we have to mention that this is the night of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Reb Chaim says we fulfill that requirement when we say Yom Chag HaMatzos HaZeh Zman Cheruseinu, that tonight is the Zman of our Cherus. You have it there? Yeah, if not, I'll... No, Kiddush of Leil Shabbos, I'll get it. Never mind, I'm sorry. Let me just quickly... Yeah. Oh, you have it, I don't know. Yeah. It says the following. Shabbos Kodesh Biav Rotzen Echal Toru Zikron LaMaaseh Bereishis. Yeah, where's the Kazel over here? I don't know. I don't see. Ki Hu Yom Tchila Mikroy Kosh. I don't know. Yeah, but I'm trying to look at the Kiddush at night. I guess he means Zikar. I don't know if he means Zikar L'Maaseh Bereishis. Is that what it is? I don't know. Anybody want to look at this? I don't see it offhand. Okay. The Rambam writes in Halacha Beis, "Lefidaito shel ben ovim olamto keitzed im hoya katan otipesh omerlo b'ni kulanu ayinu avonim kmo shifcha zu kmo eved zeh b'mitzrayim b'layla hazeh pada osonu hakadosh baruch hu b'yotzeinu l'cheirus." So the Rambam says that you have to tell the child b'layla hazeh, that this was the night in which we achieved cheirus. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafayim Beis says, "Avol lo yomar kiddush ad shetechshach," and we need Lila for kiddush. The Magen Avraham
is here. This
which is it?
The kiddush for Pesach.
Yeah, but I was wondering about Shabbos.
When there,
again, Reb Chaim is assuming that from Shabbos we're going to derive Pesach. So I was wondering, where in Shabbos do we see that this is part of the Zechirus Mitzrayim? Shetzorich, if you underline, you have the, you want to underline Shetzorich Laskir Shayom Yom Shabbos. Today is Shabbos. Where is that in the Kiddush? Oh, I don't know where the Kiddush is now. But anyway, I didn't find it. If somebody could find it for me, that would be good. But this is interesting, because the Rambam says, "Ubalayla ze pado sonu HaKadosh Baruch." Okay, let's get back to Kiddush Mibod Yom. So the Mechaber seems to exclude Kiddush Mibod Yom, and the Magen Avraham says that the Dalet Kosos and the Seder, they need Laila, but the Kiddush itself doesn't need Laila. And the Rav wants to suggest the following, that the Kiddush itself needs Laila. Nir lefimash kasab derak bekiddush hu to mekayv mitzvah sipritzus mitzrayim to ikar shalom mitzvah saper zel mekayv bekiddush. Wow, you hear what he's saying? The Magen Avraham wants to suggest, no, let him recite kiddush mibod yom like we do in general, and the drinking of the wine will take place after Laila. So let's say, for example, Tzeis HaKachom is at 7. He can recite his Kiddush as 1 minute to 7, says the Magen Avraham. And he drinks his cup at 7 o'clock. And that's fine. So the Dalet Kosos require Laila, and that's exactly the first of the Dalet Kosos. And the answer is no. The Mechaber, if you read it carefully, says, Lo Yomar Kiddush Ad Shetechshach. He's talking about Amiras HaKiddush. According to Reb Chaim, we understand it, because Kiddush contains within it the statement that tonight is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, right? That tonight is the Zman Cheruseinu. So you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Sipritzus trying through Kiddush, and that has to be fulfilled with Laila. So it's not just the drinking of the kos that's part of the Sipritzus Mitzrayim, but the Kiddush itself is part of the Sipritzus Mitzrayim.
It must be
the key
to Yom Tekilu.
Kihu Yom Tequila, yeah. And that's interesting. Not everybody says Kihu Yom.
Yeah, not everyone says
it. In Lubavitch, for example, they don't have Kihu Yom. I don't know about other Chassidim, I'm not familiar.
It must be that.
I'm assuming that other Chassidim also leave out Kihu Yom. I try to mumble it so nobody should hear it. But Kihu Yom. But even so, it's a little bit odd. It should say Kizeh Yom. You know, Zeh Yom. And not only that, it's very difficult because there's no mention of the creation of the world here.
That comes earlier.
That comes earlier. So he says, Zikar l'maisa b'reishis. Ah, see, it's a gold to my freya. Ki hu yom. I mean, it would be good if it would say like this. The Shabbos kodcho, ki hu yom maisa b'reishis. Now, Shabbos kosher, I mean, today is Shabbos, because this is the Yom of my celebrations. Unless maybe Reb Chaim would agree that all you have to do is mention that today is Shabbos. You don't have to say, you don't have to definitely say what happened on Shabbos. If Yitzis Mitzrayim is also commemorated by Shabbos, right, Zechel Yitzis Mitzrayim, so then that's fine too, as long as you say today is Shabbos. So therefore, Ki Hu Yom Shabbos. I don't know. I don't want to change the gears here. But Ki Hu Yom Shabbos. But this Rabosa is very sharp. You know, you could not set up Kiddush at 1 minute to seven and drink the kos at 7 o'clock. Why? Because then you are missing this kiyum of saying that Yom Zman Cherusein, But you have to say Zman Chirusein. Now he has a note here. Let's just see what he says. It says Hine v'chidushim adinfasim. Well, this is what you call the stencil, I guess. It says Yochom ibod yom b'shoshesh matzu mar menochem fanecha. So if beer ech habisal kedaito dihei yotze besipis yisrael bar basar. Before matzu umar menochem fechalo k'siv bayomahu. So he quotes the Tosim Sakim, Im Yotzev Achilles Matzah, B'Tosefes Yontif. Because the any Yotzev is from the Iskash Matzah of Pesach, Pesach Laila, Matzah Lalzeh, Salki Daitim Yodjom, Tahainu B'Tosefes Yontif. It's called Mashmah, know that you need Matzah Mor Munochel Fanecha. So again, the Hamamina that, if not for Bavur Zeh, would have been that you can recite the Haggadah. You could cite the Haggadah to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur with Tosefes Yontif. So the Grach writes, L'shitas Rambam to Tosefes Irak Miyom HaKippurim. It's only Doraisa on Yom Kippur. Avalo B'Shar Yom Tovim. So what was the Havamina that you could recite Kiddush Mibodjom? Or excuse me, that you could be Mesapir Tzisrayim Mibodjom. Hainu Rak L'Nin Kiddushas Yontif. Now the Indian Kiddush Hayom, Somach L'Knisoso, Efshel L'Kaddish. But there's another halacha here that has nothing to do with Tosefes Yontif, and that's called Somach L'Knisoso. Okay, this is so. Let's go ahead to section Bays over here. The Ramban, in his Perish on Yisro, writes that Mitzvah Asei Shel Zohar Ikra Shelo Yishkach Es Yom HaShabbos. In other words, according to the Ramban, basically the Mitzvah of Zohar Es Yom HaShabbos is a negative, meaning don't forget the Shabbos. The Rambam on the other hand, Sefer HaMitzvah, says Tzivano L'Kaddish Es HaShabbos V'lomar Dvarim B'Knisos V'Yitziyoso Nazkir bom yitzis mitzrayim v'kiddush hayom v'malosso v'evdelo mishar hayom v'kodmim mimenu v'abon li'achrov. So the Rambam requires in Kiddush to fulfill the mitzvah Zohar, it's not enough just to remember that it's Shabbos, but the Rambam requires that we understand and we enunciate that Shabbos is unique. It's different than all the other days that came before it and came after it.
Throw yitzis mitzrayim and just for good luck, right?
I think that the mitzvah of Shabbos has to do with Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim. I mean, that's why it's in the Kiddush itself. Oh, so that's the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. He says, "V'lomar dvar b'knisasa v'yitziyasa." Mevur b'Rambam, the Zechira ain't a mitzvah Zechir b'alma, el chiv sipur dvarim. In other words, that just like we said that there's a contrast between Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim and Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, in Zechira all you need is a Zechira Kol Dehu, but in Sipur you need an Arichas Dvarim, so too the Rambam holds that Zechiras HaShabbos requires a whole Gantz of Sipur Dvarim. And you have to tell us about Yitzis Mitzrayim, about Kiddushas Hayom, about Maloso, Evdelo, all these elements. That's called an Arichas Dvarim. Od Mavur Baramam, Dachiv Zachir de Shabbos, Yeshkiv Lishabechas Maloso, you have to heap praises upon the Shabbos, it's such a great special day, Vevdelo, and it's separate, it's different, Shel Yom HaShabbos from all the other days of the week. I'm just thinking out loud, I don't know what's coming around the bend here, but maybe the Rav is going to accept an analogy here between the two mitzvahs of Zohar in both directions. So as we said that the Zohar of Shabbos in Reb Chaim is going to teach us that the Zohar of Pesach requires mentioning that today is Pesach. Maybe now we can go the other way around. It's called Ein Hekesh Lemechta, and the mitzvah of Pesach of Zechira is going to shed a light on the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos. And just like in the case of Pesach, it's not just the Zechira of Pesach, but you need to get into detail with an Arichas Dvarim. So too, Zochus Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho needs and generates a Chiyuv of Arichas Dvarim. So let's see if what I said is right. Usually when I guess what the Rav is about to say, I'm wrong. But let's see what happens. He says, V'nir d'shnei dvarim elu yalfina v'sipritis mitzrayim mishavs. Aleph, d'lo sagi v'zikaren b'alma. Ah. Okay, so I was wrong as usual. He's saying that from Shabbos, we're going to derive sipritis mitzrayim on Pesach. Again, how does the Rambam know that in Shabbos we need this arichas tvarim? That baffles my mind. The od yalfina mizofes yom shabbos kasha chayev l'shabech l'far l'romes halayla azeh shel Pesach. In other words, we have to make sure that it's this night, just like we find in Shabbos, omrim v'yom ha'shavi m'shabech v'yomer. Whoa, this is shacharis on Shabbos. I don't get it. I mean, we were talking about Kiddush. U'mishavchis yom ha'shabbos shu chemdas ha'yomim. Okay, it's all wonderful. It's k'mo chelel ha'pesach hu chemdas ha'lelos. What's he saying now? Number one, he says that you need not only zichar and kolu, you need a sipur dvar ba'arichus. Number two, he's saying that you need to be mshabeach the day itself. L'far l'romes halayla hazeh shel Pesach. Just like in Shabbos, we have to find ways of being mefa'er and meromim the Shabbos. So too, with regard to Pesach, we have to find a way of being mefa'er and meromim Pesach. And how do we fulfill that? In the case of Shabbos, we say Chemdas HaYomim or Yom HaShvim Shabbat V'Yomer. And so too, on the night of Pesach, we have to declare that this is Chemdas HaLelos. Yes, that's the Manishtana maybe, I don't know. Just 1 second. Hine Agrach Pidi Ikar Achiv L'Hazkir SheHayom Yatzanu Mitzrayim. Then it's kind of showing his mind. He was saying, "When you're looking at Hashem's paragam Kiddush, Shalel Pesach Milvana Din Kiddush Shal Yontu, is Yesh Po Din Kiddush Miyuchad Shalel Shabbos, Kashalayla Zeh Uliyachto Yishar Mitzvus." He's talking about Kiddush. Kiddush on Leil Pesach. I mean, there's Rav Sajjan going, but Kiddush on Leil Pesach is identical to the Kiddush on any Yom Tov. Right? Let's just see. What are we saying?
It has Hazeh.
Ah, it has Hazeh? Ah. So that's going to be.
That's the day.
V'chagamatz Hazeh. Just wondering if they have it here in the Siddur. I guess you need a matzah for that. Okay. Okay, I would love to see it inside. So what is he saying? No, I'm not questioning him. I just want to see.
I'll get it on the
okay. So what do we get from this whole paragraph in Mira? You know, the Rambam established some sort of an equation between Zechiras HaShabbos and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach. So the first point he made, I understand, although I'm not sure where in Shabbos he knows this, but on Shabbos you need Arichas Dvarim, therefore, ipso facto, by virtue of this equation, Leil Pesach needs a Sipur Dvarim Barichos. And it's different than, in contrast to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim the whole year round. Now he has another business of being Mefayer and Meromim the Lila of Pesach. And he says the following, that in Shabbos we have various expressions of Shabbos. Being Meromim the Shabbos. He gives a few examples.
If you want, you had it there?
Oh, you did find it. Okay.
Each mode has a Hazeh.
Right, so what does he mean here when he said, right, so again, let me just go over this one more time. So on Shabbos we have to be Meshabeach and Mefar the Shabbos. He gives a few examples. And the same thing applies to Leil Pesach. We have to be Meshabeach Leil Pesach. V'hine Moran Agrach Bir De'ikar Chiyuv L'Hazkir Shayom, that on this day we went to Mitzrayim. Fine. Yom Cheri Sein. But Nireh, that Gam B'Kiddush Halel Pesach is you have a special din L'Yachid Es HaLayla Mishar Leilos. But this is the same Kiddush. Where do you see? I don't see anything different about this Kiddush. I don't know than any other Kiddush. No, come on. Am I reading this right? Gama Kiddush Halel Pesach Milvad Adin Shal Kiddush. There's some element that goes beyond Kiddush of Yadiv. And what's that? Yesh Bo Din Kiddush Miyuchad, which should be being Mefire and what does he call it? And Meromim this night. You know, you call it Chemdes Halelos. Where do you call this Chemdes Halelos? Yesh Bo Din Kiddush Miyuchad Shalel Pesach. See, this paragraph makes no sense. In the next paragraph, I understand, he's going to talk about Manishtana. So Manishtana is going to be a declaration of the glory of this night. Manishtana Laila said, we see that this night is special, it's unique. But what does he mean here in the previous paragraph when he says that in the Kiddush itself, HaKiddush HaLeil HaPesach, Yesh Bo Din Kiddush Miyuchad, L'Kaddish HaLaila Zeh L'Yachto Mishar HaLeilos.
You say it's
this man, they took a step.
It's
this man. Yeah,
Miyachto Mishar Lelos. I'm not sure I'm saying this. This is the night, right? The other nights were not the nights he took a step.
No, but I'm asking, is this, when you read this Kiddush, do you see anything about Leil Pesach is Chemdas HaLelos? You know, in the case of Shabbos, we say Chemdas HaYomim. Or he gives another example, Ashir, you know, he's from Shabbat Omer, but where is there any indication in this Kiddush that this night is a special night? It's a Chemdas HaYomim. You can't compare it to any other night. I mean, it does say Zman Cheruseinu. Does that make it into Chemdas HaYomim? Maybe Zman Matan Torahseinu means it's Chemdas HaYomim. Maybe Zman Simchaseinu makes it into Chemdas HaYomim. I mean, there's no difference in the Kiddush HaLeil HaPesach than any other Kiddush. So how can it, by definition, it can't be Chemdas HaYomim. I don't know what he means. You have to write a letter to the editor. But in the next paragraph, at least I know what he means. He says, Manishtana Laila Zeh. Again, you and I think that Manishtana Laila Zeh is just a question of the child. He's curious. But no, Manishtana Laila Zeh is an answer. It's a fulfillment of Zohar Sayom HaZeh She'etzas Mitzrayim. This is a very special night. How is this night? How is the special nature of this night express itself? In four different ways. Of Zega Matbea Brochash Asher Galonu Vihigionu Halaila Hazeh Hakavona Halaila Hazeh Laila Miyuchas Leil Pesach. Yeah, that makes sense in it, because afterwards, what does it say? It says Higionu Halaila Hazeh Lechobo. What does it say? It doesn't say the Lechobo Matsumor. Am I imagining it? John, you want to look that up for me? Maybe you could find it here in the Rambam. It's again after, you know, after he completes
the. Looking for the text of Ashkenaz.
Yeah, the text of Agada. You might have it in the Sidurim. I don't know. If not, Sam, maybe you could find it in your Google. But I think it says over there Lechel Bo Mina Psochim or something along that line. There's no Agada here, I don't think. Right, Higiyonu LaLaila said, what comes next? He doesn't quote the next section, but I think he says, Lechel Bo Pesach Matzomor, whatever it says over there. Ken Yagienu, etc. Yeah. So this is the Chemdes HaLaila. The Chemdes HaLaila is that we have these mitzvahs of Lechel Bo Menama.
Chemdes means?
Chemdes means that it's unique. There's no other night like it. The word chemda means even more than unique. I can't explain it, but chemda means, you know, unique of unique. You know, if there is such a thing.
You're drawn to it towards the end. It's in the
right.
Lachamod.
No, I don't see that he has.
John, he's sort of less.
Where is it?
Next to the last part.
Oh, he has it here. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Baruch Atosh Hashem Shagalon of Golos of Sitzi Yol Alayla Zelechol Omatzu Mor. Right. But again, we don't need the Ken Yagenu is the Bakosha, but the declaration of the glory of this night is inherent in the words Lechol Omatzu Umaror. Thank you so much. Now, oh, look at this. I'm excited. Sajid going. I didn't cheat, Pavosa. Remember I told you I didn't bring in the Haggadah Shlema? I finally found in the Haggadah Shlema the Kiddushim of Sajigon. It's about 2 pages long. And if you look in that Kiddush, he says, V'yivchar bo b'yom ha'zeh mikol ha'yomim. That God has chosen this day amongst all the days.
This is Leil Pesach.
Leil Pesach. Mm-hmm. Special Kiddush for Leil Pesach.
That's a chem.
That's what Echemda Sayom. Lo dia ki bo on this night hotzi Hashem es avodah mimitzrayim. Ayin Shom. He doesn't tell you where to find it, but it's in the Siddur of Rav Sajigon.
Is this like a parallel to Maaseh Bereishit? That's the creation of the world, and this is the creation of Am Yisrael?
Again, that's very good before Musa for Joshua, but I'm saying you're embellishing the fact that it's a Chemdes Hayom, meaning why is it? I didn't mean to be pejorative. I'm a Darshan Ben Darshan.
No,
but I'm saying what I mean to say is that yeah, there's something special about this night. It's very unique. Rav Soloveitchik sees it more in a halachic sense. You know that it's got special mitzvahs that makes the Kedusha Hayom a Chemda Sayom. Okay, let's go on to Simon Peyal. Oh, here the Rav, if I'm not mistaken, has a famous Chakira. Right? The Rambam says the following. And the Mamish, 2 ways of reading this Rambam. It's almost what you call a like a dangling modifier, if you remember from your elementary English grammar. The Rambam is very unclear. Look what he says. He says, Uminayin. I'm sorry, let's start again. Mitzvah Saseishal Torah. That's one way of reading the Rambam. Now I'm going to read it a different way. Did you see the difference between the two? The first reading doesn't have a comma. So the Rambam is telling you what nisim v'niflos. He's qualifying which nisim v'niflos. Baruch Hashem, there were many nisim v'niflos that transpired in the history of Klal Yisrael. Which ones are we gonna speak about? The Rambam's answer is nisim v'niflos shenasu avoseinu v'mitzrayim b'leil chamishasar. Those miracles that transpired on the night of the 15th. So the other way of reading it is if you had a comma, it reads like this. When? Bilel Chamisha, sir. Now I'm convinced it's the second shot. Why? Because it says in the next line, Minayin Shebilel Chamisha, sir. And I assume that this is a hemshek of what he started before. The Rav is not so sure about it.
In your first option, you would only say what happened then. You don't mention the Makkos. You don't mention anything.
No mention of the Makkos. We're going to see that the Rav is going
except
to point out.
Except for Makkos
Bechor. But the Rav is going to point out that the Rambam in his Seder Haggadah, I call it the conservative Haggadah, because the Rambam has a very abridged Haggadah, and he cuts out all the parts that deal with the Makkos. He doesn't have any of them. And the Rav is going to make a big deal about this. So let's look at it inside. He says, "Umashma." This is line 7. She'ein mitzvah l'saper l'haskir kriyas yamsuf. Again, not only kriyas yamsuf, but all the eser makas. Could you imagine, Rabosa, if we cut out the eser makas? I mean, right. But I mean, the eser makas. I mean, some have the minig of dipping their finger into the kos and taking out a little drop of. I never understood that minig because there's a halacha in kosher brach. You can't be pogam the kos. So, but anyway, I don't want to upset anybody's minhagim here. But so he says that Rak l'saper, the only mitzvah tonight that's relevant is l'saper menisim shenasu v'mitzrayim greida. Alright, first he excludes Kriyas Yamsus because that's not a Mitzrayim. He says, Be'emes haramam l'shitaso eno mevi b'nusach ha-godesh lo'os ha-memra b'inyin ha-makas shalokum ha-mitzrayim al-yam v'gam ha-piyu t'kama ma'ilas tovos l'mokam al-leinu. Right, so Dayenu, we have all sorts of different things that happen in the history of Klal, so that's not included in the definition of the mitzvah. Well, that was the pasuk there. Oh, okay. So, Rabosa, I jumped the gun. So, what I told you before is the next paragraph. This first paragraph, he's emphasizing not Bilel Chamisha Sar, but rather the first sentence. Let's go over the first sentence. Mitzvah Seishal Torah L'Saper B'Nisim V'Nifloshet Nasu L'Avoseinu B'Mitzrayim. So now the Rambam is identifying the location of these Nisim V'Niflos. They took place in Mitzrayim as opposed to Yam Suf, or as opposed to whatever is it, what's in Dayenu over there, Og Melech HaBashan, and whatever is in there in Dayenu, you know what I'm talking about?
But those are not necessarily B'Mitzrayim.
And that's why the Rambam omits Dayenu. He doesn't have Dayenu. Uh-huh. Can you imagine a Haggadah without Dayenu? I think I told you, Rav Moshe, as a child, these are my childhood memories. My father was the chaplain of the Coney Island Hospital. And he used to do a Seder for the Jewish patients in the hospital before Pesach. And he took me along, he took my sister along and myself. And I have tremendous memories from that. And I'm telling you, the apex of that entire get-together was Dayenu. The guard at the Coney Island Hospital, who wore the whole thing with a badge on it, was a Yid who spoke Yiddish, and he had his own tune to Dayenu. And he came in, usually he was out there, as a security guard. He used to come in for the Seder in order to sing Dayenu for him. Could you imagine a Seder without Dayenu? My kids and grandkids, they get to a certain lull at a certain point until we get to Dayenu, and then we wake them up. But the Rambam doesn't have Dayenu, because nothing in the Dayenu has anything to do with Mitzrayim. Now he has the second deal, Bilel Chamisha Sar
B'Nisan. The first phrase.
Say it again?
The first stanza of Dayenu is Mitzrayim.
Right, but from then on, that's it, I don't think the first stanza would not justify Dayenu, because the whole night is about Yitzis Mitzrayim. The whole purpose of Dayenu is to say that Kosh Baruch Hu brought about many, many miracles. Each one would have been enough in and of itself for Hodoyat HaKosh Baruch Hu. But why mention all those great miracles? Again, I don't have the Haggadah in front of me, but it's a long list there. Right? What would I ask there? That the Man is mentioned there.
Coming to Eretz Yisrael,
Torah said Har Sinai wasn't in Mitzrayim.
The deserts,
the Midbar, Midbar.
Kaman ve'asavan. Yeah, it's on and on and on.
But we just say about giving you the Shabbos.
No, you know what?
Wait, what's the second
verse?
Just say at the end, said giving you the Shabbos.
Oh, Shabbos alone is the Shabbos. Oh, that's to do with the Chazal, and maybe in Mitzrayim they observe the Shabbos. Yes, Sam, what do you say?
He said the first six stanzas of Mitzrayim.
You know my heart. Wow, I'm impressed. Sam, this is your claim to fame. You know Dayenu by heart.
I have an imagery which interferes with reasoning, if you want to know.
Really? Do you see things in front of your eyes? You should know, that's what Chaim Volozhin says about his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, that he saw the whole Torah in front of his eyes.
It interferes with...
So I don't know. The Gaon was pretty brilliant. I don't know.
Okay. Maybe it wasn't.
In fact, I'll go a step further, Sam. I don't know if you'll enjoy this. But Chaim Volozhin, in his book called Nefesh HaChaim, what I quoted before is in his introduction, where he speaks about his Rebbe, the Gaon. But in the book itself, he says that the best way of davening, he claims, is to see the words of the Siddur in front of your mind and read it from memory. You know what I'm saying?
Not from a Siddur.
Not from a Siddur. Really? So I can do this sometimes. Like, in Shmon Esrei occasionally. It takes me a long time. But he says that's going to guarantee that you'll have a deep meditation on the words of the Siddur. So yeah, I don't know if that...
Modern psychology disagrees.
Okay, I'm just saying. You know, Rav Chaim Volozh was before the modern psychologist, so he didn't know what you know.
Because there's auditory memory. We just, half the people work with auditory, not visual memory.
Yeah, I don't work with visual memory, but sometimes it helps. And they say about, you know, I'm teaching a class here once a week in Musar. I'm giving over the history of Musar, so we're up to the Altar of Kelm. And the Altar of Kelm, one of his big, you know, agendas was that he wants you to see everything in front of your mind. And he claims that if you see it in your mind, it has such an impression on you. Anyway. So look what he says. Lefi zeh yesh lanu nesinas tam b'divrei Rambam lo machayev lesafer rak al hanisim shenasu Mitzrayim v'lo kriyas yamsu ki achiyu v'si'o. So in the first paragraph we said we're looking for Mitzrayim. In the second paragraph we're looking for Leil Tesvav. He says now I give you an extra reason why the Rambam omitted kriyas yamsu in his Haggadah, not only because it's outside of Mitzrayim, but also because it didn't take place on the night of Tesvav. Now here I wrote a note to myself. I don't know, you have my chicken scratch there? I don't know. But kashali da ikar mitzvi lomar vayetzienu misham bizro netuya vayetzia haisa biyom tesma velo v'leil tesma. In other words, the Rambam's language is mitzvah seishal Torah, etc., etc. Shenasal at the same time bilel chamisha sabidisa. Well, guess what? Zro netuya vayetzienu misham. That didn't happen on Leil Tesvav. That happened on the day of Tesvav. So that was my ha'ara here. Now he has a Gemara in Brachos regarding Emes V'Yatziv. Kol Shelo Omar Emes V'Yatziv Shachris Emes V'Emuna Arvis Lo Yotzi Dechov Voso. That's the mitzvah Birchas Kriyat Shema. Hainu Shetzorach. Oh, you have to open up Rashi there in Brachos. Rashi identifies this entire Emes V'Yatziv as Kriyas Yamsuf. Hainu Shetzorach Lazkir Inyan Kriyas Yamsuf Kechelek Mimi. Oh, I see. My mistake. The Gemara is not analyzing Birchas Kriyashma. It's telling you why a certain element in the Nusach of Birchas Kriyashma is absolutely critical. Not because of Kriyashma, but because of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. Now, this is amazing because Rashi identifies the Emes V'Yatziv as a reference to Kriyas Yamsuf. We're going to now come to a very paradoxical conclusion that where Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach does not include Kriyas Yamsuf, but the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim the whole year round includes it includes Kriyas Yamsuf. V'tzarech in, Maishnah Chiyuv Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim, Michiyuv Sipur Michiv Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. Why is that the whole year round? We have to remember Yamsuf, and on this night we don't have to remember Yamsuf. Again, we'll have to remember Yamsuf for the mitzvah Zechira, but not for the mitzvah Sipur. He says a Rabbi Hishmid at mitzvah Zechiris Mitzrayim. Why? He says the answer is because the Rabbi incorporates it into Kriyat Shema. Oh, and now what is Kriyat Shema? Kabbalah Sol Malach Shmaya. Well, where in Kriyas Yamsuf do you have Kabbalah? Why is it so critical to mention Kriyas Yamsuf for the mitzvah Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim? According to the Rambam, Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim is identical with Kabbalah Sol Malach Shmaya. That's why the Rambam doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah. It's included in Kriyas Shema. Well, where's Kabbalah Sol Malach Shmaya in Yamsuf? And the answer is Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Va'ed. The entire story of Kriyas Yamsuf and its role, its critical role in the mitzvah, the daily mitzvah, Zechiris Yitzis is written in one pasuk that has four words to it. I got that right. Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Va'ed. Let's see if he says it. He says the following. Why does Reb Chaim insist that Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim is part of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? Because at the end of the third parash of Kriyat Shema, it says, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Hashem Hotesi Eschem Mi'eretz Mitzrayim Li'os Lachem Elokim." Oh, and then the last three words, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem." What does Elokeichem mean? Your God. That means you accept God as your sovereign ruler. That's called Kabbalah Sol Malach Shemayim. The Gemara derives Malchus from the Pasuk Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So you see that Ani Hashem Elokeichem is interpreted by the Gemara as meaning I am your master. Okay, therefore, within the framework of Kriyat Shema, specifically the last pasuk of Kriyat Shema, we fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. In Kein Nireh, Dizel Ikar HaMitzvah Shel Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim LeKabel Ol Malchus Shemayim Al Yidei Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim Lachi Avi Zechiris Zuh Chelik Mikim Shel Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim BeKriyat Shema. But what's he saying now? That the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim, if it's integrated into Kriyat Shema, is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, and therefore this Zechira is an integral part of Kiyum. Okay, fine. So now, where is it that we fulfill Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim? It could be in the last pasuk, but now Rashi and Brachos is adding Yamsuf into the equation. Now we can begin to understand why do we have to have Yam Suf. He says, "Dizman zchir sitzrayim hu bizman kriyat shma kodem shalosh shos." Okay, fine. So the zman for zchir sitzrayim is bound, is restricted by the mitzvah of kriyat shma, which is shalosh shos shalayom. Lama tol zman kriyat shma zchir bizman kriyat shma, and the answer is, because it's part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim of Kriyat Shema, which must be fulfilled before the end of the third hour. Okay, we still didn't get to Kriyas Yamsuf. I'm hoping he'll get to that. Oh, next paragraph. Here's Kriyas Yamsuf. V'nira dalkeinim yotzim z'chiyus yitzayim v'chol yom b'shleimus mibli sheyazkir gam es Kriyas Yamsuf. That's how Rashi identifies emes b'yatzim or emes b'amuna. That since we identify Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim as Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, is Iker Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim Hoysa B'Kriyat Shema, right? Sha'omu Oz Hashem Yimloch Yolom Va'ed. And then it says Vayaminu B'Hashem. I don't know why he has to again. Rashi says that Emes V'Yatziv is going to culminate take out a sitter. It's going to, right, this we know by heart, this you can see in the eye of your mind, right? It's going to culminate in Kriyas Yamsuf, right?
Before Bar Yisrael.
Right. So there's one bracha after Kriyat Shema, that's called Emes V'Yatziv. Mm-hmm. And that bracha culminates in, where is it? Al Zot Shivchu Giyum, Here it is, I skipped it, sorry, he says, right, and that culminates with Shira Chadosh Shimchu Ge'ilim Al Sfas Hayom Yachad Kulam Odim Elich V'Himlichu V'Amru Hashem Yimoch Yolam Vay. So in other words, Kriyas Yamsuf is a critical part of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. Again, the Gemara wants to suggest that we fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim with the bracha after Kriyat Shema, right? We have Mi Mitzrayim Galtanu, right?
Yeah.
Any Lubavitchers here in the audience? No? Mi Mitzrayim Galtanu. It's one of the famous Lubavitcher Nagunim. And that culminates with Hashem Yimloch Yolam Vayel. Hashem Yimloch Yolam Vayel. So what's the difference between Sipur on the night and Zechir the whole year round? The answer is that Sipur on the night is all about Yitzias Mitzrayim and the exodus from Egypt, and therefore we only emphasize Mitzrayim. And that has nothing to do with Kriyas Yamsuf. Ay, Zechira, which would seem to be a relatively secondary mitzvah, requires Yamsuf. The answer is because the essence of Zechira is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And how do you memorialize, so to speak, immortalize Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim by mentioning that the Kriyas Yamsuf brought about the declaration of the people of Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vayed. And therefore, Kriyas Yamsuf is very appropriate for Zechira, but it's completely irrelevant to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'm telling you, Rabosei, it was worth everything just for this one paragraph. Everything that we did today is worth it for this paragraph. The Ayin v'Magen Avram, the Yotze Yidei Chova Zechir Sitzrayim v'chol yom Yidei Masha Omer Shir Sayah. Wow. You don't even have to mention anything about Yitzhak. Just read the Shira and your Yotze. Now, wait a minute. Where is Yitzhak Mitzrayim? The Torah says, "Man Tizkos Yom Tzeischam Mitzrayim." There's no mention of Yitzhak Mitzrayim in Kriyas Yamsu. But the answer is that the mitzvah of Zechir Mitzrayim is identical with Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, which we have incorporated into the Shira. Now, here he quotes the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer pounces on the Mogen Avraham and says that since there's no mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim in Shiras Yamsuf, how could that possibly be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Chiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Torah says, "Man Tzisko Yom Tzisko Meretz Mitzrayim." And Rabbi Kveger, who was he was a son-in-law? No, not a son-in-law. What was he to the Chassam Sofer? Father-in-law. Right? I think he was the father-in-law of the Chassam Sofer. So he quotes the Chassam Sofer on this. Now, he has something here in brackets, but let's just skip the brackets for a moment. Fimash and Ispire, Iker Mitzvah, Zechir Yisrayim, is Kavol Sol Malchus Shemayim. That's why the Rav doesn't count Zechir Yisrayim as a mitzvah. And therefore, if you recite the Shiras Hayam and culminates in Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vayed, itself is essentially the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Let's just go back to this brackets. He has a sefer called Imre David. I don't know who the Imre David is. You know what? It's probably the same author as the Migdash David. No. It can't be the Migdash David because he's quoting Reb Chaim. The Migdash David was before Reb Chaim. Okay, so I don't know who the Imre David is. Maybe it's Reb David Soloveitchik. Does Reb David Soloveitchik have any published works? It's hard to believe that a Soloveitchik would publish anything, right?
Imre sounds like.
Imre David. It sounds more like a Hasidic sefer, but he's quoting the
Rabbi Daniel Franco.
Does he tell you who he was and when he lived? Is he still alive today?
Sefer Imre David, Hakolel Drashot Ve'erim Al Parshiot Torah Ve'al Moadim, David Daniel Franco.
What is this? This is Friedberg? This is what he called Beis HaKitzvarim?
No, it's Google. The real source. The ultimate Rebbe. The source of all knowledge.
All right. Can you get Friedberg? Friedberg actually wouldn't be relevant to us because he's gone already a long time, so he wouldn't have the Imre David. Alright. Fine. Dr. David Google. Shalom Omar. Shalom Haya Omer Benishmas B'Shabbos. Mimitzrayim Gal Ton. Wait, let's just take a look. We have Nishmas.
Yes.
Let's just see.
It's a Nishmas.
It's a whole issue about who was. So it appears in our text of Nishmas. Is that what you're looking at, Nishmas?
It's also in Nishmas.
What do you say?
It's in Nishmas.
Okay, I believe you. I just don't see us
much. But then it diverges.
Right. So Reb Chaim wants to omit a certain part of Nishmas. Mimitzrayim Gal Tanu. Shalom Lahaski Yitzis Mitzrayim Shalom Bib Birchot Seha. What? Oh, I see what he's saying here. You don't want to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim until it's frameworked, it's framed around a bracha. Because every mitzvah requires a bracha. Now, what's the bracha for Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? So, according to Reb Chaim, that he understood the Rambam that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of Kriyat Shema, then the bracha on Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to be Birchas Kriyat Shema. If you recite
so
Mitzrayim Gal Tanu,
in Ezra's it's fine. In Nishmas, it's not. Ezra's is within the brachas of
Kriyat Shema. Right. I thought you were asking a question.
No. I'm just okay. Saying in Nishmas is the problem.
But let me ask you a question. Is this the only time we mention Mitzrayim Gal Tanu? Is that so? I can't think of anything else.
Yeah.
It's in Esrat Avotenu and in Nishmas.
Yeah. No, nowhere else in the whole davening. All right. He says Shalom Lahaski, it seems to try Shalom Bibirchal Sel.
Just check it, it's not.
Now I don't know who authored Nishmas. Nobody's blinking about it. Okay, for this I'll have to turn this off. Lefisha Ismaya, the Ikar Mitzvah is Kiras, Yitzis, the tribe of Krishra, Kabal Sol, Machashmai, Mavur, Hetev, the Lahachi, Sagim, Masha Mazkir, Masha Kimlu, O Machu Shamai, Makriachma, Volotzarch Lahaskir, Etzema Yitzia Kla. Ah. It's very interesting that if you hold like the Magen Avraham, you can be yotzei the mitzvah zechira without even mentioning the zechira by simply reciting the Shir Sayam. And the answer is because in Shir Sayam we describe Kabbal Sol Machashmai Hashem Yimloch Lamed, and that's a kiyum of zechira. So I'll take this opportunity to wish everyone a Freilichim Purim, Chag Purim Sameach, Purim Sameach, Simchas Purim, whatever you want to call it. It should be a great, great Purim for all of us. It's a little bit of a challenge on a Friday, but we'll somehow survive.
Make sure I
don't
miss it tomorrow.
Well, where are you going to be tomorrow?
It's Shabbos.
Wait, I lost you. What does Shabbos say in Beit Shemesh after you've done this?
Tomorrow.
Right.
Normally you say Mincha just before we call the Shabbos.
No, I think you'd be chayav in Al Nisim anywhere on the face of the earth. In other words,
tomorrow.
Yeah. Like, let's say, for example, let's say tomorrow morning you didn't hear the Megillah and you end up in Beit Shemesh. You'd still have to read the Megillah in Beit Shemesh.